Dave Selby has gone away this month, so that gives Bart, his disloyal Jack Russell Terrier, and also roving editor of Practical Bone Owner, the chance to put the record straight and reveal what it's really like to sail with the bloke who thinks he's the skipper. Right. Word on the streets around the third lamppost by the model yacht pond in the Promenade Park, to be precise, is that in the rare moments when Dave ain't prattling on about how wonderful his flipping sailfish 18 is and how he's so brave he sometimes goes slightly out of his depth, he's been going round saying I is something of a wuss when it comes to waterborne activities. Now, as I is number one, numero uno, top dog in all the world, and more than two, aspersions of this kind is highly aggravating and damaging to my self-esteem. In fact, I is so put out, I've been in touch with this legal beagle I know, what works for the barking firm of Chewit, Curly, Hue and Cry. As that's near Doggenham, he mostly represents misunderstood pit bulls in custody cases where the loser gets the dogs. But as a favour, he's promised to take my case on a pro bono basis. Now the thing is, I is a Jack Russell Terrier, and that means I ain't afraid of nothing apart from Dave's girlfriend's dog Lexi, the lovelorn standard poodle. Actually, she's substandard. I reckon she's at least 65% polyester. Anyway, Lexi fancies me beyond all reason and is always trying to lick me tonsils. It's disgusting. I know where she's been, and that's why I puts a muzzle on myself as protection whenever Dave takes me round there. And I certainly ain't afraid of water. I just don't see the point in it. For that, you've got your water dogs, so when your idiot throws your ball in the river, you just send in some dumb Labrador and nick the ball off it when it's back on the shore. Job done. Then the Labrador runs back, shakes muddy water all over its owner and gets told off. Works every time. As for sailing, a couple of things is quite clear. I've seen cat litter trays bigger than Dave's blooming Tupperfish 18, and with better facilities actually. And the other thing is, he obviously hasn't got a clue what he's doing. You can always tell when he's going flailing at the weekend, because you can smell the fear from Wednesday onwards. It just don't inspire confidence. Then, when we gets out on the water, he gets all playful and he starts tugging at the ropes that I'm chewing, and naturally, I tugs them back off him. Now, there's a time and a place for everything, and he always starts doing this when he's about to crash into something. That's not the time, and it's not the place. Fortunately, other skippers mostly know what they're doing, and when I bark a command at them, they take avoidant action, such as ploughing halfway up the beach on Osley Island, or hitting another boat instead. Then Dave smiles and waves at them and pretends to be nice to me and calls me Barty Barty. That's while they're still looking. Then once they're out of sight, he changes back to his normal self. Most sailors have got a wife for shouting at, but he's got me. It would try the patience of a St. Bernard's. But that's not the worst of it. I've realised that sailors like to look stupid and dress up in all manner of special needs clothing, a bit like golfers. As a Jack Russell, I, on the other hand, is extremely sartorial. In town, I wears me wax cotton bomber jacket with corduroy collar, and out in the country, I wears me Burberry check, which in Essex amounts to camouflage wear. But on a boat, Dave tries to make me wear this flipping orange padded straitjacket. It just ain't going to happen. I has standards, and bucking around on the boat the size of a plastic chihuahua dog basket wearing an orange puffer just don't cut it. I sees myself more as your international playboy, Pringled Sunseeker oligarch type. I just got bought by the wrong owner, that's all. Still, I must admit, sailing has broadened me horizons. We's been to some really exotic places like Bradwell Marina, and that's where I first acquired my passion and my talent, I must say, for humping furry Halberg Rassy fenders. I most enjoys doing this in the middle of the main pontoon, where I can attract a large audience and hold up agitated sailors with overloaded trolleys, what is desperately trying to get to their boats before the water goes away. If it weren't for Halberg Ratty furry fenders, which I reckon are 55% polyester, I was just beginning to start thinking of letting 65% polyester Lexi have her way with me. Thankfully, I has maintained some modicum of standards despite being owned by a sailfish owner. I hope that puts the record straight.